Well, welcome everyone to today or tonight, depending on when you're watching this, our podcast today, Pulling on Heaven 24/7. It's who we are. It's what we do. And I have Steve Blinn with me today and or tonight, depending on when you're watching. I'm so glad to have you. And I'm just going to throw the ball in your court since that's kind of what we were talking about last podcast. And I'll let you throw it back.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much. It's always an honor and a joy to be here. You know, there's so many places we can always go. There's so many fascinating things God's put on your heart. You've sown so much prophetically into my life, my wife's life, my family's life, and really taught me how to think about God from that perspective and think about God even in a way, let's call it outside of time. Mm. And there's many amazing things that God has spoken through you that were manifest, let's say, immediately, and many things that it's been many, many, many years that I'm still walking out and still living with the same expectation. And so much of it was always something that resonated so strongly in my heart with what I felt God was already leading me to, maybe not in the same specifics or that kind of way, but there's so much of it where God is using you to pull out things and abate me and to look at things and to look at him beyond even the sense of the now. But what's so fascinating about that, and we've talked about over the years, we've talked about ideas of time travel, and by that, of being able to, can you accomplish, can you go somewhere in your mind, can you go somewhere in the Spirit of God and become something that should take you many, many, many years? Can you appropriate that identity, that thought process now? And what's that mean when God prophesies something to you and you take that word and that promise and you hold on to it? And, you know, I think it's, you can certainly do things in your life to walk outside of God's will and to kind of forfeit, if you will, maybe at least the timing. I think God's promises are without repentance of you, but you can certainly cause challenges in your life and not believe and not appropriate things by faith. And but then there's other times where it feels like, you know, you're doing everything you know how to do to walk something out, and it's, you know, and it's still not coming, you know, and it's still a ways away and you're not getting there necessarily. And we've talked a lot about that. Sometimes that's part of the point as well. And then just one other nuance before I pitch it to you within this whole thing is thinking about this idea of how God looks at time and time moving in our lives is something you had said, and I've talked about this before a long time ago, is the thought about God, and we think of God being eternally, you know, God being eternal. And most of us think of, you know, even Michelangelo and Da Vinci and painting these pictures of God as the old man. And he once posed the question, you know, we all know of God being eternal, and so that's without time, we think of God being eternally old, but what if God is eternally young? And the idea of God saying, I am the I am, and which is the now. Yeah. And then to wrap this whole thing up, my question or my presentation with the bow is the idea of, you've made the statement before, is that, and it seems almost to be contradictory from someone who ministers so powerfully in the prophetic, is that faith isn't really about the future, that faith is about the now. So what's going on here with God baiting us in all these kinds of ways and putting us in a temporal body, but say to look at the external, or not the external, the eternal, and here's time, and I want you to believe beyond that, but not to go any further future, but for now, what's going on with all that? Is there an answer to that? Or if I even further even confused you with my question?
Well, what was the question? Well, faith is only the now, because what is faith? Faith is a substance of things hoped for, or the evidence of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. What does that mean? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the projection of those things that we don't see. It's the evidence of the hope of the things we don't see. So if you see it, then it's not faith. So what I'm saying when I'm saying faith is in the now is faith is seeing whatever expanse, whatever we may consider on the timetable, you know, whatever time is, whatever the hands of the clock or whatever year we're looking at, faith is always present, because faith is what creates that event. I've said this, you've heard me say this a few times, time is an event. Time, in God's eyes, the timeless God, the God without time, not ruled in time, beyond time, more than beyond time, all time. He's all things at all times, at all places. He's God. He's not a man. And to wrap our mind around that is like, how could that be? Well, that's because he's God and we're not, but he wants to share that timeless mind with us. And what I mean by that is we know the evidence of time, the time we were born, the time we were one, the time we were five, the time we get older, the time, Ecclesiastes, to everything, there is a season, time for every purpose under heaven, not in heaven, but under heaven. And time is an event, which means when we do something by faith, God would refer to it in the Bible, or the scriptures call it in the time or the day of Moses, in the day of Noah. What does that mean? Well, in the day of Noah, what we think of, the day of Noah, what time was that when he built the ark? It was an event. So faith creates time that matters. Mm. So we can sit there and we can go from minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, and nothing really changes. So we could say time passed us by, but did anything happen? So the relevance, the body, the importance, the gem, the jewel, the treasure of time is what you do in that moment. Mm. And faith gives you vision to do something now. So if faith is always about something in the future, we're never going to see it because the future doesn't come. Yeah. We have to walk
in the now.
In the now to create the future. We are that event. So David was the event. He walked up before Goliath, took the stone, spoke the word, released the stone. He created an event. When you think about David, you think about David and Goliath. Many, many, many things that David did by faith, but you just track that time. The time of David, what would that be? David and Goliath. Time David and Goliath. I mean, that's pretty much most people's mind because that's a marker for us. It was an event where David did something. One of the first times we see or read about David doing something that was just colossal. It was just like, wow. He knocked a giant down and they overcame the army they were afraid of because one young man took a rock and put it in a sling and threw it at a giant and he fell and the rest is history. It was an event. And how did he get there? By the present faith he was in. You know, the rest of the crew were kind of waiting for something to happen. So time is passing them by. I say it like this, David time traveled. You know, your faith can take the place of anything. It can take the place of a trial. There are a lot of trials we don't have to go through if we will purposely do something by faith without waiting for time to demand that we do something by faith.
It makes me think of, someone once used an analogy that I thought was a great analogy in regards, it's like your GPS map system. Right. In terms of if you miss an exit, let's say missing an exit means you didn't take your step by faith.
Done that a few times.
You know, and so you've created this delay. But then God's heart, you know, is going to reroute you, you know, back the soonest possible way.
Yeah.
But you've got to travel farther. Yep. So, you know, you could take this step by faith and get off now, or you might have to go through some stuff, not because God is punishing you or anything like that, but you, because of that, you need to build that faith some way, because faith is the only thing that's going to take you to where you're going.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Things not seen. Things not seen. What is that saying? It's all about, it comes back down to, I'm trusting God to lead me. It's not the arrival that is really exciting. It's the journey, because the journey validates the arrival. It prepares you. It prepares your mind, your heart. You can go someplace with a bad attitude. You can arrive at your destiny or destination and never enjoy it because the trip messed up your attitude. And when you arrive, you're just mad and angry. And so that great trip has just been thwarted because you allowed a bad attitude. Faith shapes your attitude. Faith is about right now. What is faith doing to you right now? What is faith doing? It's making me trust God. It's not allowing me to get to be excited about what I don't have. It's helping me to be excited about what I do have, what I have now. I have the opportunity to trust God without seeing and know that God's going to maybe not even do it the way I want it to be done, but my faith is moving me. It's moving the hands of time in me. It's making me the event that I'm looking for. It's creating an attitude in me. It's adjusting me to a point of worship, a point of trust. It's making me not self-reliant, but dependent on God. It's expanding my vision. It's helping me to visualize. I mean, you believe God for something, and it happens a different way. But remember, God said, I want to do, when we read, God wills to do exceeding abundant and beyond all we know to ask or think, we get excited about that. But when he starts to affect that in our lives, well, that's not the way I thought it was going. Well, listen to what we just were excited about. Exceeding abundant beyond all I know to, your faith takes you to that place. Your faith helps you to time travel from where you are to the vision that God wants you to have. You know, we're not always right because emotions tell us that we're right.
Yeah.
What our will tells us to do, your will isn't given to us to lead us. Your will is given to us to bring as an offering, to surrender to God. And faith does that. Faith guides us in a way that we just trust God beyond what we can see. So let's think about what it said. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what is faith doing? It's helping me to see what I can't see. That's faith working in me. And what's that mean? What does that do? It's making you strong in the spirit of your mind. It's helping you to see God in ways you'd never seen him before. So when you arrive at whatever that point is, faith is taking you today, you have the attitude of God. You have the attitude of confidence. You have the attitude of faith. You've gotten rid of more of yourself, and you've gotten more of an attitude of who he is. When you arrive, the arrival is now enjoyable because, you know what, I believe God to get here. David, I believe God to get here. I mean, the giant could have fallen, but when my brother said, go home, you know, thanks for being a little troublemaker, go home and take care of the sheep. And Saul said, well, you know, try this on, and it didn't fit, and everybody's afraid. Instead of me, you know, I remember how it felt, but I didn't turn around and run. That moment of faith gave him the attitude to walk up before Goliath and say, no one believes I can do this. I can't see it myself. But I do remember what God did. I remember what faith did for me before. When the lion, I had to deal with the lion and I had to deal with the bear. He was remembering the faith of the present. He was remembering the faith of the past, and it got him to the future.
And he's time traveling.
He's time traveling. Exactly. Right here, right now, you can believe God for the greatest event in your life. And know that it's taking place right now in me. It's a seed.
Yeah.
If you plant a seed in the ground, it's a seed, right? No, it's whatever it came from. All time exists in a seed. But it has to be exposed to the journey. But it's all there. If you don't tell time, time will tell you. What does that mean? If you don't say, this is what time it is, this is what my faith says time is, time is going to tell you, well, this is what time it is. You're having a miserable day, okay? And you're not getting anything you want, and it's never going to happen because you don't have enough faith. But if your faith says it's active right now, it's like a seed. This seed is a what? A tomato plant. No, it's not. It's a little seed. No, it's a tomato plant. All the time is in that seed. Genesis says the seed is in itself. What is that? All time is within that seed. You're a seed of faith. You're a seed of time. And in the spirit of our mind, we can time travel. And what happens when we get to a point in time where we see something unfold? We get excited. Why? Because we are there. Well, can we be there by faith in our mind? Can we be there by faith in our confidence? Can we be there by faith in our spirit? Not only can we be, we have to be. So when we arrive, the journey has validated the arrival. In other words, your faith made you the man that you needed to be, made the woman she needed to be, made the child they needed to be. It worked on your mind by causing you to trust in God and not believing what you see, but believing what God says, believing what your faith in God says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What? Faith is my evidence of the thing I don't see, which means there's going to be that moment you don't see it. But your time travel. I'm living the same joy right now that I'm going to live when I get there. And because I am, I'm going to have the attitude so when I arrive, I can keep it. The word says, herein is my Father glorified. Jesus said this. He said that you bear much fruit, but that your fruit remains. Mm. Believing, living by faith is the time travel that we need. Right now, I'm living by faith right now. I have right now by faith, I'm the seed. All of time exists in the seed. The root time, you know, the time that it germinates, the time the root takes root, takes hold of the earth so it doesn't fall over, the time that it breaks earth, time that it shows itself, it resurrects to another life, to a transformation, and then it begins to bear stalk, and then it begins to bear leaves, and then it begins to bear flower, and then it begins to bear fruit. It's all in the seed, but that journey, without that step of faith, not seeing the fruit, there's no root. Without seeing the fruit, there's no stem. And all the time we're believing, God's building this, the root, he's building the stem. He's given us an anchor in who we are and who he is, who he's called us to be, that when we bear the fruit, we get to enjoy the fruit and the fruit remains. Without that, you don't stay. Because when you get there, your faith takes you to a place that's stronger than you are, like David. Mm-hmm. And if you don't walk, David walked in the field. He wrestled with a lion. He wrestled with a bear. He freed a lamb. He had to do all of that by faith. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God was walking him all that season of time up to the point God knew you're going to face Goliath, but you need the faith of this time. So when you face him, you don't run away from him. Faith is now. Faith is the present attitude that it builds in you. So when you arrive, you have the courage and the strength that your faith took you to so you can defeat the Goliath, so you can cross the Jordan, so you can go to the other side of the Red Sea, and so you can remain there. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and that your fruit remains.
Well, and it's fascinating because then it seems like most of the things I would say maybe short of like, you know, believing for the salvation of a loved one, almost anything else that you would believe for in this world is all temporal anything. Anyways, you know, and important things like wellness for someone, food, just substance. And a lot of times we all have, you know, I have these amazing things I believe for that are giant and all this stuff. But even the simplest things, at the end of the day, at the end of existence or end of whatever, that's all not going to remain anyways. Yeah. What's going to remain is the mind that God creates in us that we gain by the believing.
That's what faith does in you. I mean, if you go someplace and you enjoy it, it's because your mind tells you you enjoy it. If it feels intimidating, if you're afraid, you know, you've seen people, I've seen people, they get on a plane, you know, they want to go skydiving. They get in the plane. When it comes time to push them out, it's like, no way. I mean, and then they're just hanging on. And I've seen the instructor just, you know, you got to go. You've made the commitment. Now you have to go. Well, they didn't enjoy that ride. But the confidence in faith, you know, maybe you take them up a few times and they don't jump, but they get used to that. Their faith, I've got the faith to make this climb. I've got the faith to get in the plane. But instead of, I just want it all. I want it all right now. Let your faith build in you the character. Let faith make you, bring you into that time traveling point where you're living there in your heart. Don't deny yourself the opportunity to grow in your faith. Trust God. He knows what he's doing. Consider the lilies of the valley. They don't toil. They don't spin. And yet God clothes them. Look at the glory. Solomon in all of his glory wasn't arrayed like one of them. But if you will, they grow in the faith. You know, it doesn't look like much when it's a root. Seed doesn't look anything like a tomato. Tomato seed doesn't look like anything like a tomato plant, but it's all there. Trust God. Let that moment of faith, let faith be your time. Yeah. Let it build you. Let it cause you to develop that character. So when you get up in the plane, maybe you've gone up two or three times. Maybe you've knocked on that door four or five times. Maybe you've believed 1,000 times. You know, God knows what it is, what it takes. So when you get to that point to dive out of that plane, you have full confidence. You're going to enjoy it from start to finish. Your fruit of your joy, or the joy of your fruit, remains. You know, if you're falling out of that plane, you just can't wait for that parachute to open, you know, and you hit the ground and you're just like, oh, thank God I'll never do that again. Kind of a pointless exercise.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know that's, you know, that's kind of a unusual analogy, but it shows, demonstrates going up, being too afraid to do what you wanted to do because you just weren't ready. Your faith prepares you. Your faith takes your mind, time traveling. It takes you someplace that you need to go. Your character, if you've asked God for something, if God told you he's going to do something, he's working on the character. And what builds that mind, what builds that character? Your faith is the substance of what you can't see.
Yeah.
Your faith is the time. I'm living faith right now. It is that time. That is going to happen. As a matter of fact, it's happened and happening in me, the character of my mind, the attitude of my spirit. And if David hadn't walked through some of the things he walked through and he recited, he said, what did he say to the king? He said, I remember I walked through a time where I had to have the faith to deliver a lamb from a lion, from defeat with my bare hands. I remember the time that God walked me through. He remembered the time of his faith. What was he saying? Well, it took time travel. I've been walking in this faith walk for a minute, and it took me from here to here. So when I faced Goliath, I was ready to throw the stone. When I got up in the plane, my faith took me a while. But when I got up in the plane, I had enough confidence. I was excited about the fall as much as I was the parachute opening. It was sky diving, not just parachuting. It's the whole experience. And it faith builds that character, that strength, that integrity, that wisdom that we don't know we need, but we do. God says, I know what you have need of.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You know, it's so funny. I used to I used to come to church and, you know, and a lot of us do, and especially under a prophetic ministry, you're like, okay, God, give me a word, give me a word, give me a word. And it's funny, and then if God has a word for you, the reason that word, the power of that word really is that now, because you're usually feeling so discombobulated at something. And even if the word is about something far off, you know, you still feel like God's made what you need right now in that, and it's that now that the relief comes. Yeah. The irony, the funny thing is that then I got to a point though where it started to be like, okay, Lord, oh no, I'm getting a word. That means there's a lot more character that needs to be developed in me. You know, went from just craving a word to going like, okay, if I don't get a word, that means maybe the previous word is closer to coming to pass, and now I'm getting a word that means push further off. But all that to say, that idea of the power of not only the transformational aspect, but that sense of that peace of that knowing in the now. And that's when Jesus said, you know, my peace I give to you is for that now. Because again, all we can live in is the now, whether that's with the confidence, the courage, the peace, the love. All the characteristics of who God is can only be experienced and expressed in the now. Yeah. And so that makes perfect sense that faith is the only way that that's activated.
Well, it's kind of like a child, and it is exactly that. It's like a child. If you give them everything they want every time they ask, you've created a little
monster.
A very unruly little child, and they're going to rule your life and not have the power to rule their own. But so you build character, not now, you know, after dinner, or, you know, you clean your room you're teaching them character. Well, God teaches us character through our faith. He teaches us to be strong. It's not, I'm waiting, it's come. No, do you know what's happening right now? David, there's a lion and there's the flock you're watching over. What are you going to do? I believe God, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's my strength. He's my armor. He's my shield. He's my confidence. He's the horn of my salvation. He's strength to me. And all along, God knows what he wants to give you. Essentially, he wants to give you the kingdom. But your faith isn't, your character isn't that now. But faith right now, the faith you're experiencing right now is the faith for that kingdom. You're there.
Yeah.
In the faith you're walking in now, because you need the now faith. Now faith is the substance. Right now, your faith is the substance for that thing. You can't see, you want it, but you need this or just ask for something you can do on your own.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you never know anything greater. You know your potential. You know your cutoff point. You know your limitations, and that's it. That God wants us to know exceeding abundant and beyond all we know to ask or think. So instead of thinking, well, it's down the road, it's coming, you know, get excited about, it's like James says, I'm you know, get excited about the trying of your faith. Yeah. And people are like, oh, no, you're seeing it from a different perspective. He's not saying get ready for the thing that's going to be hard, that trying time. He says the trying of your faith makes you complete and entire, that you don't lack anything. So right here, faith is right now doing what you are in the future. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're seeing who you are in the future, but it comes in different forms. God knows what you need. Yeah. He'll take you. Your faith will take you where you need to go, whatever it is God needs to do in you. Your faith's going to take you to that point. So be excited. God is creating something in me, so when I get there, I can keep it. Goliath will fall. I'm not going to run and believe my brothers and go, well, the king's afraid of him and the army's afraid of him, so am I. So you're going to have that bear time, that lion time, you know, that moment where you're just having to trust God for, and then it's after that, then it's the next level. Now I have to believe God for my experience with the king.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's fascinating. This thought just popped in my head. The Bible doesn't really tell us his thought process or the amount of time, but correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I'm correct that, I mean, Samuel had already anointed David before he went and fought Goliath.
It was
okay. So as a boy, so he had already anointed him that he'd be king one day. And then David is still a shepherd boy. So we don't know how much time necessarily between when he was anointed and when he fought David. So what if that bear, that lion that he faced was after that anointing and he saw that? So here comes a lion. What am I going to do? Here comes a bear. What am I going to do? You know what? I'm going to be king one day. I need to deal with this from that attitude and that perspective of doing this, because it's actually preparing me for when I do take on the things of being king, like fighting a Goliath.
Well, let's see, we could say that you've taken David's position. I mean, maybe he felt exactly like that. Maybe he didn't.
Yeah.
But the point is what has Steve seen?
Right.
See?
Right. Now,
what's Samuel seen? What is Samuel thinking? I mean, God tells him, go in and anoint one of the sons of Jesse. And he brings all these sons parade out there. And he's like, well, he's not here. He could have turned and walked.
Yeah.
But his faith said, somebody's still here you haven't seen. So even the prophet had to believe God. The prophet had to know. God said, go and anoint, and I'm going to know him when I see him, and I don't see him. The prophet had the same walk that the king-to-be had to walk, and that is, I believe God. If you believe, God will answer you. If you knock, it will be open. If you seek, you'll find. If you ask, it will be given. God can't lie. People say, I asked and God didn't answer. Yes, he did. Of course he answered you. The moment you asked, he answered you. He knows all the elements that it's going to take, every step of faith that you're going to have to take in order to get you where you're going to be as you are supposed to be, where your fruit remains. You know, there's nothing more disappointing than to have something you really, really, really want just long enough to kiss it goodbye because you can't hold on to it. God wants you to bear fruit that remains, and your faith in the now is the then, because it's everything you need, just like the seed. Everything is there. You know, the roots there, the trunk's there, the branches there, the fruit is there. You can't see it, but that seed is the substance of the thing hoped for, and within it lies the evidence of the thing you don't see. Trust. Trust the word of the Lord. Plant it, and it'll grow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good word.
It's the greatest season of your life.
Amen.
And it's all happening, and it's taking place now. Listen, God's word is yes, and in him, amen. When God says something, he will bring it to pass. Don't despise the days of trying. Don't despise the days of listening and believing. You're not waiting. You're waiting, like waiting in your faith, waiting in the deep waters of God's will. And as long as you're believing God, isn't that what it's all about anyway? God, your will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done. God's for you, not against you. He's going to do exactly what he said. Keep standing, keep believing, and keep believing and saying, this is the greatest season of my life. God has blessed me, God is for me and not against me, and I will see the blessing and the favor of the Lord. God bless you, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Until next time.